I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the countdown is on for the Georgia Senate runoff dates. Request your absentee ballot right now. You can do it now. December 7th is voter registration deadline. December 14th through the 31st is early voting. And you know how we do it on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We get our voting in early, okay? Early. January 5th, 2021, of course, is Election Day. So all we need to say is, come on, Georgia, please, let's go. We need to vote for Reverend Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff for Senate. Okay, we need
Let's
them
go,
in Washington to support Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. Yes, come on, we can do it. You're right, Jay. We can.
Yep.
We're going to do it. Yeah.
Done.
Maybe. Yeah. Done. It's already done. How about that? How about that one?
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Get out to the polls, please. Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this right here, right now.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
The subject, how should I approach the pastor's wife? All right, dear Steve and Shirley, I've been in an entanglement with this pastor that I met 8 months ago. My office shared a parking lot with his church, and he always greeted me with, "Hello, brown sugar." I eventually told him my name because he's married, and I did not want to appear to be flirting with a married man and a man of God. I didn't entertain him at first, but then he found me on social media and he started inboxing me, telling me how lovely I am and how good I smell when I pass by him. I told him about himself and he apologized for making me uncomfortable, but he said he still wanted to keep in touch if it was okay. I told him it was fine, even though I knew a married man should not be inboxing me at all. We kept on sending messages to each other, and eventually he started calling me. He's 23 years my senior, and his wisdom and worldly knowledge had me hooked. So we started sneaking out on dates on the other side of town. Now we meet up for sex a lot, and it's so good to be with an older man that knows how to please me. Listen to this line very carefully. We've grown into a very deep relationship, and he strengthened my prayer life. I've tried to leave him, and he tells me that he might be the man of God. He might be the man God sent to me, and I shouldn't question God. It's very confusing. And now he's paying most of my bills. It's harder to walk away from him. I can't help but think of his wife, so I've been praying about leaving her husband for good and confessing my sin to her. How do you think I should approach the pastor's wife? Okay, please don't do that. Please. I mean, you're obviously a young woman. You say he's 23 years your senior, but please do not tell wifey. Don't do that. Excuse me, the first lady. She's going to be devastated, and it will probably go not the way you think it's going to go. Please don't do that. She doesn't want to find this out from you. We're all adults here. You know right from wrong. There's so much wrong with this letter that I hardly know where to begin, but I'll start at the crazy place for me. This was just crazy to me, which is, and I quote, we've grown into a very deep relationship and he strengthened my prayer life. Mm. How does that sound to you? I mean, needless to say, it's always good to strengthen your prayer life, but with the married pastor you're sleeping with, I don't think so. Do you honestly think God is pleased with this, or he's going to be pleased with this? I mean, this man, again, is 23 years your senior, so he tells you things like, he might be the man God sent to you and all of that. And yes, that's confusing because he is a man of God. So no, don't let it confuse you. Please don't let him play you like that. You know this isn't right. If you're going to pray about anything, please continue praying about leaving him and then leave him. And think about getting your life together without this pastor who you shouldn't be sleeping with and who most definitely shouldn't be sleeping with you. Entanglement. Get unentangled with this guy. All right, Steve?
Where do these letters come from?
From people, our listeners.
How should I approach the pastor's wife? What? 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 You finna approach her and say what? Mm. I've been in an entanglement with this pastor that I met 8 months ago. Here's another question.
Yeah.
This term that everybody uses now, entanglement.
Entanglement, yeah.
You know, listen to me, y'all. Stop trying to give cute names to ugly-ass situations.
One more time.
Stop trying to give these cute names to ugly-ass situations. You're having an affair with a pastor that's married. That ain't an entanglement.
No.
That's an affair, adultery. It's a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah.
It's not an entanglement. Anybody got you twisted up? All this is voluntary. Every time he see you, hey, brown sugar. Now, you know you ain't supposed to be getting hit on by no married man, and you ain't want to be a flirting with a married man. Y'all share the same parking lot. What? Y'all share the parking lot. That's how it got started?
Yeah. That's how
you ain't entertaining me first. Then he find you on social media, started inboxing me. Tell him how lovely I am, good I smell when I pass by. Yeah, he got you now. Mm-hmm. I'll be back. Straighten it out. Got some news for you.
All right, Steve. Part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after. How should I approach the pastor's wife? We'll get back into it when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter subject. How should I approach the pastor's wife?
This woman is dating this married man who happens to be a pastor. She's telling us how they met. The church shares a parking lot with their office. And every time he passed by, he say, hello, brown sugar. And she thought that since a married man shouldn't be hitting on her, she would ignore it at first. And then he found her on social media and started DMing her. Now, she says that she's been in this entanglement with this man for 8 months. this is the new term that they've come up with. It's real. It sounds, interesting. It's an entanglement. Y'all having an affair and somebody going to hell. That's what this is. Wrong with just saying that right there.
Amen.
Okay. Let's go.
Just
cut
keep
this
it
out.
100, Steve. Uh-huh. Let's go. Yeah.
Y'all having an affair and somebody going to hell. Okay, cool. Okay, now, let's go. I did an entertainment first, and you find you on social media, started inboxing, telling you how lovely you were and how you smell when you passed. I told him about himself, and he apologized for making me feel uncomfortable, but he still said he still wanted to keep in touch if it was okay. I told him it was fine. Mm-hmm. You know, even though she said she knew a married man should not be inboxing me at all, and they kept on sending messages to each other, and eventually he started calling. Now, he's 23 years older than this lady, and his wisdom and worldly knowledge got me hooked. That wisdom and worldly knowledge, that's called game, lady. That's called game.
Yes, it is.
That ain't wisdom and worldly knowledge. That's called game. The older you get, the more of it you acquire. Mm-hmm. It's called game. So y'all started sneaking out on dates on the other side of town. Your body's here with me.
Dang it.
But my mind is on the other side of town. Uh-huh. Oh, missing me around. Uh-huh. One more time. Your body's here. I said my body's here with you. But my mind is on the other side of town. Whoa, missing you around. All right, so y'all started sneaking out on the other side of town. Now we meet up for sex a lot. A lot. It's so good to be with an older man that knows how to please me. Yeah, I keep telling y'all, the older you get, you're going to gain some knowledge, experience, game. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
You got to have stuff to match your game. All right, they got it. Here we go again. Now we've grown into a very deep relationship, and he's strengthened my prayer life. let me ask you something. How has this strengthened your prayer life? Help me. Is it because now you're in a situation you ain't got no, you talking to God more than you ever have before? Because you done got yourself into a situation you don't know how to handle? How? Well, I understand. Sometimes it takes people to go to prison to find God. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So maybe this for you has strengthened your prayer life. Okay, well, let's just take a look at that. Let's see how this goes. I've tried to leave him. He tells me that he go the other line, that he might be the man God sent to me, and I shouldn't question God. Let me ask you something. So, what he was sent by God to do what? I'm just asking you. He was sent by God to do what? Yeah, that don't make no sense. I've tried to leave him. He tells me that he might be, keyword might be, the man that God sent to me, and I shouldn't question God.
Lord.
What?
Yeah. He's misleading.
It's very confusing. Mm-hmm. And so now he's paying most of my bills. Oh, okay. So now you kept. Oh, okay. So now he's paying most of your bills. That's probably with church money.
Not the offering.
Oh. Yeah.
You going in.
It's got to come from somewhere. I can't help but think his wife. I think of his wife. So I've been praying about leaving her husband for good and confessing my sins to her. See, you need to go to church, because that God's voice has no sin in it. So God ain't sent nobody in sin on your behalf. And then next things right now, when you confess your sins to her, she ain't God. What is you confessing your sins to her for? And how do you think I should approach the pastor's wife? Very gently, because pastor's wives whoop people's ass too.
One more time.
Pastor's wives whoop people's ass too.
Yes.
Okay.
Do.
Don't mess around and get your ass whooped. End of my letter.
Please don't. I know, Steve. I mean, really, that's all you can tell her. Don't do that. She's young, but yeah, you got to grow up fast. Girl. You're doing grown people things right here, so you got to know what grown folks do, and that's nothing they would do. Just leave him, all right?
Man, it doesn't make any sense. Lady, what are you doing? You've known it was wrong from the get-go.
Yeah. All right, we got to go, Steve. Thank you. Coming up next, Sports Talk with Junior at 46 minutes after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.